I wonder how Palunga would look today if not for the Earls Tyshkeviche. They realized that in order to develop a resort, it's not enough to simply provide accommodation and medical treatment. People need culture, a place to get together. So according to the trends prevailing in Europe at that time, in 1877, Tyshkeviche built a kurhouse in Palunga. The project was a success. It was just as good as other kurhouses in Europe. It attracted a lot of attention and became the symbol of the city. Our kurhouse was so tidy and cozy that it could have set an example for the rest of Europe. In the kurhouse, there was not only a restaurant and a reading room, we also used to gather here to play billiards and other games. We used to dance, watch plays, listen to concerts. Everyone loved this place. Unfortunately, in 2002, the kurhouse caught fire and its wooden parts burned down. As it was burning, it felt like the old spirit of Palunga Resort was burning with it too. Fortunately, the kurhouse was later restored for a new life. The famous concert hall today looks just like it did before World War I. Even the wallpaper there is the same. Inside, you'll also find a chandelier created at the end of the 18th century. We all feel more at ease now. At least some of the old kurhouse spirit is still here.